A very popular recurring question asked on What If Threads Online is, what if you were sent back in time with all the knowledge and skills you have today? Reflect on that for a moment, my dear students. Would you know how to make the most out of knowing the future? Would you adopt new technologies such as computers early, or perhaps dabble in scientific discoveries? Or would you want to be a successful businesswoman or businessman who knows just the right ventures to invest in? Or maybe a creator, pioneering every trend in film, music, art, or fashion, because you have lived them through all. So, while this is a great exercise in imagination, there is also a crucial lesson in it. It tells you how valuable foreknowledge can be when you are trying to be successful. It is with the same mindset that we must approach the future, knowing that there are skills of the future whose mastery will give us an edge over the rest. And these 21st century skills cannot be narrow and specific to certain technologies or schools of thought, but must be timeless in order to be relevant even years and decades later. A study was conducted by the McKinsey report, which concluded that an increase in workers with finely tuned social and emotional skills would be seen by 2030. Hi, this is Akshay Jalan, working as a senior project manager at IIT Bombay, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Career Vision Podcast, where we'll be discussing today about what are the skills of the future and how you can develop them. If you want to understand the science of career selection, I would also suggest that you register for my webinar by going to the link jakshay.com. You will also come to understand on this site about how we help the students scientifically and systematically choose the right career stream as well as grow in it. So let's begin this podcast. Seven skills of the future that you must possess. First is emotional intelligence. While the advantages of possessing high emotional intelligence have been gaining fame in the last half decade, it is certainly a skill of the future because of its timelessness. The nature of work is likely to change very significantly over the next few decades. But even if everything we interact with in the professional world today becomes a virtual experience, the ability to understand human emotions, feel empathy, and self-regulate our feelings will be a primary cog of any work environment. Skill number two is critical thinking. One of the most crucial soft skills, critical thinking is the need of the hour as well as of the future. In the era of fast information, which is delivered in snippet format on our smartphones, being able to discern falsehoods, narratives, and logical fallacies in our environment, it's a must. The objective analysis of every piece of information we are exposed to in this current hyper-connected world, without getting affected by biases or emotions, will be very important in a progressive society. So critical thinking is a skill that needs to be developed. Next comes third, people management. Emotional intelligence is very, very important. And people management looks at getting a group of people functioning to their fullest potential or getting the best out of them. So people management basically is a blend of smart leadership, motivational skills, smart communication, conflict management, and understanding the psychology of how a group works. So in a workplace or even in a college project, in a school project, individuals have different preferences, and figuring out how to have them all on the same page and pulling in the same direction is the key to making any team greater than individual preferences or biases. Fourth comes resilience. If there is one thing that the worldwide pandemic or COVID-19 that happened recently has taught us, is the significance of resilience and mental robustness. There were strict lockdowns being imposed all over the country. There was fear of contracting a potentially fatal illness. And the effects of being cooped up at home all day, our way of living and comfort, is something that we never take for granted again. So this resilience builds an attitude of rolling with the punches and a sense of equanimity within, which is, you know, the perfect response to the uncertainty that the future brings. So resilience is a very important thing in today's corporate world, where, you know, you're dealing with people, dealing with situations, of how you keep yourself calm, strong in the face of reversals or challenges. Fifth point is cognitive flexibility. Sounds complicated? Well, let me explain it to you. So cognitive flexibility is one of the oldest skills on this list and broadly deals with how well one can adjust to change. So this may pertain to a change in environment, a change in thought process, or even the flexibility to apply multiple concepts while approaching a problem. So if you're cognitively flexible, it will make you a great learner and good at switching focus from one task to another to creatively solve problems. It is a very important and an invaluable asset if one has it in the workplace or in his business, or even in a project or an internship that a student is doing. Sixth comes time management. The most commonly known skill of the future is also the one that individuals have the hardest time to cope up with. We all daydream about turning into hyper-efficient machines that do not let a second go to waste. But the reality is very different. So learning to effectively manage your time can be an instant upgrade to your proficiency in school, college, or the workplace. Although this is not usually a skill that can be mastered overnight, but understanding certain tips like the Pomodoro technique, where you spend a large portion on work or study, say 90 minutes, and then you spend the next 15 minutes taking a break, and repeated practice can make time management come naturally to you, boosting your productivity. Last but not the least comes entrepreneurship. So entrepreneurship is another area that is predicted to show a rapid growth in the next decade, according to the McKinsey report. Entrepreneurs require to constantly use innovative techniques and out-of-the-box processes to be successful. And it's a skill that will see constant use in the future. Innovation is not restricted merely to one's independent endeavors, but it can also be used to optimize and upgrade one's current work practices. So we discussed about the seven skills: emotional intelligence, critical thinking, people management, resilience, cognitive flexibility, time management, and entrepreneurship. If you wish to know more about the skills of the future and understand how they can impact your future or your career, I would invite you to visit my website jakshay.com and register for the webinar, where we'll discuss about how the professional world is changing and it is creating an impact in the career landscape. Also, we'll discuss about the three secrets of how to choose a career, role of parents in career selection, and how to develop a mindset to learn and grow quickly. I'm sure that sounds exciting to you, and you are already going to the link jakshay.com to register yourself for the next webinar. So the skills of the future are the ones to keep in mind and gradually inculcate within oneself. They represent areas where the relentless march of artificial intelligence, automation, and technology will likely not be able to supplant the human touch. A deeper dive into the skills of the future, how to develop them, and what they encompass is very important to understand. And for that end, I invite you maybe to revisit this podcast, take down notes, and see which of the skills mentioned here would you like to first focus on. This is Akshay Jalan signing off. Wish you all the best. Wish you a great career and a happy and great life. All the best.